You're listening to the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast, where we talk all about how you can build your child's resilience, self-esteem, and happiness. I'm your host, Laura Earnshaw, the founder of My Happy Mind, and I am totally dedicated to helping you become the best parent or carer that you can be. We're proudly impacting over 500,000 children now in our programs in schools, nurseries, and homes. And today, I'm going to be sharing some of those tips with you. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to another day of A Little Bit of Happy. And of course, it's World Book Day today. So as you are probably not going to be too surprised to hear, today's session is all about books and really using books as a tool to explore feelings and as a tool to explore emotional health. And what better day than today to dive into that? So the thing about books and mental health is that there are so many incredible links. So we know, for example, that children with increased literacy levels are less likely to have mental health issues. The National Literacy Trust, who we're proud to partner with, do some amazing work in researching and studying this space. And it's really, really clear that there is that link between good literacy and good mental health. And sometimes for children, exploring their feelings or exploring their kind of emotional state is much easier if they're doing so through almost a third party, like a book or a TV show or a role play. And so a lot of what we do in our families programs and in our schools programs is to encourage role play and to encourage literacy as a tool to explore emotional health. So today what I wanted to share with you is this idea of exploring how your children might be feeling right now, whether that's about going back to school, if that's about to happen for them, or just in general how they're feeling through their favourite story. Now you might be wondering, well, that all sounds great, but how actually do I do it? Well, the trick is to pick a storybook that they're really passionate about. So let's, for example, take The Gruffalo. I know it's a firm favourite still in our house. So as you're reading The Gruffalo, you can pick out a character, in this case the mouse, and you can explore how they might be feeling. So perhaps they're feeling nervous or excited or a little bit worried. And as you're inviting your child to think about how that character might be feeling, you can gently ask them, is there anything that you're worried about or anything that you're excited about? So you can use the character's emotions as an anchor or a springboard from which to explore your child's emotions. And you can do this with absolutely any book. So given it's World Book Day, and given that many of our children will be dressing up or talking about their favourite books today, tonight, when you're reading them a story, I really encourage you to use that opportunity to explore their emotions. And by the way, we can do this for ourselves as well. Maybe you've got a favourite book. Maybe it's a kid's book, or maybe it's an older genre of book. But when we think about a character and we think about their emotions, it allows us to explore our own emotions too. So that's your A Little Bit of Happy for today. So dive in and let me know how you get on. I'll talk to you really soon. Take care. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review and a comment below, and I'll be back next week with more science-backed secrets to building happy and resilient children. Don't forget, you can come and follow me at My Happy Mind on Facebook and Instagram. Take care.